We didn't live very far from the Nookin. It was just round the corner, actually, on Carverley Road. We were frightened of the Nookin. We were told it was an old place and that they used to send the little boys up there to clean the chimneys. We had a boy called Johnny Green lived there, used to come to school with us. And Johnny, they were very, very poor, nearly always had the same shirt on. Rain, snow, sunshine or what, always came with open neck shirt. And a shirt, that's all he had on, no matter what the weather was. And we always thought that was all he had. And they were very, very poor.
And were there a lot of people living at the Nookin?
There was three or four families lived in there. I couldn't tell you who they were except this Johnny Green. Well, I would walk along, then cross the road to go past where we went up to Greaves Farm. I think they had a couple of beef cows that they got a bit of milk out of. Occasionally my mother would send me there for curds, make a curd tart or something. There would be the chapel, Methodist chapel. There were some missionaries came to the village, stayed for a week. They used that the chapel as their base, and we used to go on a night, and we had all these sing-songs and whatnot, you know, some sort of missionaries there were. And then there was a couple of very small cottages, and then a bigger house with either railings or a wall, and someone called North lived there. And then there was a roadway up to some farm buildings, Manifold probably. And then there was the schoolhouse and garden, and then the school. And then the yard into the playground, the yard into the school, and then Barker's shop. I remember one day we'd just got into school, and that yard between the school and Barker's shop that they used to go in, the farmer somewhere had a couple of horses with what they called a harrow behind it, you know, harrowing. And they'd freaked and run off, and they came galloping down there and hit the wall in front of the horses, and this thing they were dragging went under the fields. And they were in a bit of, you know, cavorting about a bit. Anyhow, they came running after them, some of the farm men, and calmed them down. And they came dashing past there to these horses. And then there was Paul John Vuelta, Paul John. We had a little puppy, my brother and I and my sister, and playing with it, you know. I don't know what we did, but we pulled its back leg out and it was hanging down. We didn't know what to do. So my mother said, take it to Mr. Paul John Vuelta. He was always called Paul John, I don't know. So we took it to him and went in his shop, and he came through, came round the counter and took it, and he was tried for quite a long while for what we thought, and he kept saying, I don't know. Anyhow, and then he said, oh, there you are. It's back now, it's all right now. And he put this leg back for us, did Paul John, on this little pup.
Was he a nice sort of bloke?
Oh, yes, but well, he was to us then. You know, we thought the world of him after that. Paul John Vuelta, yeah.
What can you remember about the shop, what inside the shop?
Didn't have much inside, as like chemist stuff that they sell now. Very, very little. He would have probably the usual chemist big thing in the window, you know, and that was about it, but nothing much like medication or anything like they have nowadays.
Do you remember having to go to the doctor yourself?
Dr. Seville. Oh, yes, the family doctor. Dr. Seville. He had a son as well, hadn't he? Dr. Seville. I think Dr. Seville, the old Dr. Seville, he would be asked to go to a Leeds infirmary occasionally because he was an expert on stomach or something. I remember when I was 18, I'd got a usual thing. We went to Harold Hall dancing to the dance, Orville Hop, with Ted and Albert. And I had this tummy ache. They called for me about the usual time, you know, 7 o'clock or whatever it was. And I said, go on, I've got tummy ache, I'll follow you on. Anyhow, 8 o'clock, it was worse. So my mother sent my eldest brother, Robert, to Dr. Seville to ask him to come. Well, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock came, and Dr. Seville hadn't come. So I don't know, they'd bring out, and George or Robert, they sent him along again, and he came along to Dr. Seville. And as soon as he came in and felt, he said, I'll phone for the ambulance, because it was a run from Rothwell then, a private ambulance. Took me to Leeds Infirmary, and by 2 o'clock they'd operated on me. They said it was about to burst, was this appendix. And by 2 o'clock, I know I woke up about 6 o'clock on the Sunday morning, wondering where the devil I was, in Leeds Hospital, St James.
Do you know if it was Seville who actually did the operation?
No, it wouldn't be. No, I know he didn't do the operation. No, I remember going in and, for me as a young man, you know, these two chaps come in to have to shave me, you know, for the operation and telling me not to worry, not to worry, you know.
But he saved your life then, really, didn't he?
Yes. And that's all I remember about going then to... Yeah.
But you'd have to go... Did you go to his surgery then?
Yes, I used to have to go to his surgery, yes. And there was a chap called Midgley, Dr. Midgley. Well, he wasn't a doctor. I don't know what he was. Seemed to be a handyman. But he used to do any stitching, or you were going to see him, you know, if you got a wound, and he would tell you what to get for it. He wasn't a doctor. Dr. Seville it was he went to see. And he seemed to be sort of his handyman, you know.
We were walking along the road, so we got to Volta's.
Yeah.
What was after that, then?
After that, there was a house, and then Quarry Hill. And there was a way round. There was, like, a row of houses, and there was a path round, and you could go, you come out a bit of the way up Quarry Hill if you went round there. We never used to like there. It was a bit dark, somehow. And then Quarry Hill, and that was it.
And what about the Institute? What do you remember going to do at the Institute?
Oh, do at the Institute. Saturday nights was the local hop, the local dance. And then upstairs there was a snooker place. My brother Alan used to play snooker up there quite a bit. And then Mr. Mackey, I think he was the steward, would let us play on the oldest table, the lads, you know, the young chaps. You could play on there and that was it. I think we had to pay so much, half hour or something. And then, of course, we were going there for concerts. We had a concert, a chap called Bert Allen came from Rothwell. He wrote a concert for us, and we performed it all, Ted and Albert and my sister Anne and Peggy Cooper. Amy Finch acted this thing he'd written, a good thing it was. It was about a gamekeeper and the Lord of the Manor sort of thing, you know, and carrying on.
Did you get a big audience then?
Oh, yes, aye. Because there was nowhere else to go in the village in them days, probably, you know, except the picture house at Woodersford. Oh, yes, well, as I say, we had the black and white concert party, the Owls concert party.
What do you mean, Owls? I don't know what you mean.
OWLS, Owls concert party, just the name.
Do you know what that stands for, anything?
I've no idea.
Alton and Woodersford.
Oh, it could have
Ladies
been.
Ladies Society, I think it stands for, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, there you are.
Who played for the Saturday Night Dancers when you were there?
Noble. There was three of them. The chap from Rothwell used to play the trumpet. I think his brother used to play the drums, Nobles, and I think that was just the three of them.
And what did Tom play then?
Played the piano.
So along Aberford Road, can you describe what there was along Aberford Road? Because there was a little garage, wasn't there?
Yes, I think they called them Brooks Garage. Brooks Garage. And opposite there, Carter's had the fish shop, a wooden place. We used to go to the garage, you know, before pumps. It was sold in 2 gallon cans, and you had to take it. Oh, you bought your first one, and then you took it back and got a gallon of petrol. Murphy's, along from where we lived, they had a car. I've seen him go with a can.